CNC Drive Factory with Chris and Cam. In the studio now, I have a couple more very special guests. They are from Wyndham City Council, but they are part of the Q program, which is a GLBT support and recreational program for kids from as young as 12 up to 25 years. Blake and Brett, welcome, Joy.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Now, Blake, you're the coordinator and youth worker for the Q program at the council. Is that right?
Yeah. So I'm one of the youth workers at Wyndham City's Youth Services. And part of my role is I run and organise the Q program.
Okay. And what does the Q program entail?
Well, it is for, as you said before, 12 to 25 year olds. And the dates and times are kept private and confidential. And we do a whole heap of different activities. We have guest speakers. And anyone really in the West who wants to come along, or even not necessarily in the West, we run regularly. They just need to email me. We catch up. And then they get to meet all the other young people that come along as well.
So Wyndham is actually Werribee, isn't it?
That's Werribee, Point Cook, Tarnit, Truganina, Little River, Werribee South. I think it's like the largest growing municipality.
Did you miss anyone there?
I probably did. Manalakes, that's Wyndham Vale.
All right.
Yeah. So it's a large growing area. But the good thing is as well is that we also work and collaborate with other councils. So I work with other youth workers who run same-sex and gender-diverse programs as well. So we work with Geelong, their youth services team, their GASP. We work with Brimbank, who are BUG, so Be Yourself Group.
Okay.
Melton,
yep.
Our Space. I've been working with Moonee Valley, which is great. They're starting a same-sex and gender-diverse program. And Maribyrnong and Hobsons Bay.
So fantastic. So some lots of good collaboration
going on with the
councils. Now, Blake, you've been part of the Q program since it started in 2011.
That's correct.
Yeah, and you actually help manage and run all of the fun events that happen.
I wouldn't say that. I pitch in a bit and I enjoy it, so it's not a chore or anything.
Give us an idea of what some of the great things that have happened like in the last few months.
Heaps. We've got so many more people turning up to Q, all different varieties of people, so it's great to see.
Fantastic. So whether you're a G, an L, a T, a B, a T, an I, a questioning, not yep. quite sure, everybody's turning
everyone up.
Yeah?
And even if you're straight, come along.
You're welcome.
We don't discriminate.
Excellent, excellent. Now, how do kids as young as 12 actually connect with your group? Because obviously that's a pretty young age.
It is, and I guess as a youth worker, that's our target audience, so that's who we work with. So not everyone that comes, obviously, is 12. Most people that come are usually sort of, what would you say, Blake, around about 14, 15.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have other young people that, in their 20s, and they're coming along as well in between work commitments and uni and TAFE and stuff like that.
So the information about the group and how to connect with you, because as you say, certain things are kept very private.
Yep.
How do they find out the way to contact you?
Yep, so they can go to Youth Services website at Wyndham City. They can hear about Q. The Q group as well also have a private page. So once
Facebook
young people...
page.
Yep, a Facebook page.
Right.
And then once they're very accepting with everyone, people can jump on and then they're kept up to date. But normally how it happens is either services like Headspace or someone might refer, or even parents have called and said, look, my daughter, my son, is questioning or is it come out as gay or bisexual or pansexual or whatever it might be. We've heard some good things. I usually meet the family and the young person and just, show them the space, show them the room. We go over the rules that you can use whatever bathroom that you want. We then give them the date, the little calendar of when we meet and the times.
And we've got special name tags too.
Special name tags? Why are they special?
Well, it asks for your name and it asks for your pronouns. So you just write in your pronouns for
all
you
right.
have to ask.
So there's no confusion. It's exactly what you want it to be.
Exactly.
It's fantastic. I love it. That's very good.
Yeah. So they're good.
That's simple and great. I love it.
Yes. Well, a lot of the members came up with that idea themselves. And so constantly asking them, what is it they want? What guest speakers? So we can do anything from having fun and just, we're always having very interesting conversations to having guest speakers from Gabby, who's a regular here, the GLOW officer.
Yep.
To we've had
sexual health nurse
from Family Planning Victoria come down and talk about, I guess, a little bit more specific sexual, like, sexuality and things like that, and right. where to go.
We
and
were on the camp as well.
Okay, fantastic. So the other reason that we've got you here today, the main reason, in fact, is that there's a couple of very important events coming up as part of Midsummer Festival that you're involved in. And the first one is on Saturday?
Yes, that's correct. It's this Saturday. With Midsummer, in conjunction with Go West, a lot of the Western Council youth workers, we got together and we came up with the concept of a Mad Hatter tea party that we're having at the Melbourne Treasury Gardens this Saturday.
So there'll be cake.
Well, we wanted cake, but food trucks were very difficult to get because it's Midsummer and it's Melbourne and it's pumping, the tennis is on, so... Yeah. Unfortunately, we've got, fortunately, we still have some smoothies. We've got a food truck that's doing fresh smoothies.
Good.
And we also have a wood fire oven pizza happening.
Excellent. Yes. All right.
So you've got food and drink covered.
Food and drink covered. We've got a DJ. We've got security, first aid, lots of youth workers. Headspace is going to be there as well. This is the first time we're doing it. So we're hoping to create, a statewide youth event for anyone that wants to come along. And it's perfect because the next day is Pride March. So it allows young people to mingle with other young people.
And everyone just turns up? You don't have to do anything in advance?
No.
And nice and easy? They can catch the train or the tram in?
Absolutely.
So it's going to be held down at the Treasury Gardens.
Yes, that's right.
Which is a lovely spot.
It is. It's beautiful.
For picnicking and socialising.
Yes.
And I guess that's mainly what it's going to be about, isn't it? It's about these young people, 12 to 25, who will get to meet and have casual conversations with people that may be just like them or may feel just like them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess it's just making sure that, young people don't feel so socially isolated, whether they're coming from Echuca, whether they're coming from Bendigo, or whether they're from Werribee, or whether they're from Perrant, wherever. It's just, I guess, trying to create a space that is fun and safe and allowing young people to meet other young people at different ages from 12 to 25, but also having different youth workers and relevant GLBT youth service providers there as well.
Ah, so you can ask some questions that have been on your mind that you didn't know who to ask as well.
Yep, so fantastic. We've got lots of, we've got Headspace, we've got Gabby, the Glow Officers, coming down, we've got Y Gender coming, and then all the different youth workers from the different Western Councils as well.
Now, I see it's a Mad Hatter's Tea Party, so is it a good idea to put your thinking caps on about some sort of a Mad Hatter outfit to wear down?
Absolutely, yes. We encourage getting dressed up. We even have some prizes and giveaways, thanks to our Hares and Hyenas. They've given us some lovely vouchers. So feel free to, get dressed up, bring a picnic rug, bring some sunscreen, come down with some friends.
Yeah, we do have to ask, are either of you dressing up for the occasion?
I won't be.
I was going to say, you don't spoil what you're dressing, but okay, you're not.
I did buy some nice shoes today that might make an appearance.
All right, excellent. Come on, Blake, I can see you in a Mad Hatter's top hat, an oversized top hat. I reckon that'll work
well.
We'll see. Yeah. I think you can pull it off. Rock a bit of rock glam 80s eyeliner happening, maybe.
Yeah. All right, it's the Mad Hatter's Tea Party. It's on Saturday, 12 to 3 at the Treasury Gardens. If you're between 12 and 25 and want to meet people just like yourselves, then get down there.
Absolutely.
And bring some money for the food trucks.
Yep.
Otherwise, you won't get your pizza and your slushies. But other than that, it's all about being social and having a bit of fun.
Absolutely.
And you've got another event coming up as well.
We do.
Blake.
No.
You put Blake on the spot.
He's gone all shy.
It's working with Midsummer and Go West and working with the different youth workers that I work with out in the West. So we're having a cabaret event at the Youth Resource Centre in Wyndham. And so you can find all that in the Midsummer Guide on the Midsummer website.
Right.
And also if you just Google Wyndham Youth Services, it'll pop up. But so that is next Friday, the 5th of February. And it's we've changed the age from 15 to 25, so we've made it just a little bit more older. We've got some great performers coming down. We've got an acoustic performer by one of our young people at Q. We've got a hula hoop act. We've got a drag queen, Sasha from The Greyhound. And I think we're waiting to lock in, but I think the strong man who juggles beer kegs in a tutu, and I think we might have someone from the women's circus performance coming down. So we're locking in a few more, but we've got some really, really cool and quirky acts coming down. And so that's next Friday, and it's just $5 entry. There'll be some finger food. food. Again, meeting lots of lovely young people and just having a space to chill out and be entertained.
And that's right in the centre of your work, of your area of coverage at the Wyndham yes. Council building.
Yeah, that's right. We've got an amazing facility. We're very lucky. So we've got a massive building with a massive space. So we're going to have stage and lighting and beautiful tables and cushions and, yeah.
All right. Check out all the details for that at midsummer.org, isn't it? .au. Is that right? Yes, I've got it. Brett and Blake, thank you for coming in today, telling us about a little bit about the Q projects for Wyndham Council and the wider net you're covering as well.
Thanks.
I hope it goes really well. I hope you get lots and lots of people down to the Mad Hatter's
Tea
Party.
Thank you very much.
On Saturday. It's going to be lots of fun. And check out the cabaret that's happening next week as well on the Midsummer Guide.
Don't forget, if you want to get any more info, you can jump onto youth.wyndham.vic.gov.au. If you didn't catch that, just give us a ring and we'll let you know again. And don't forget, get on down and come on. I want some dress-ups down at the Treasury Gardens on Saturday.
Absolutely. Yes.